Right, should we do a wedding? We've not done one yet this year, have we?
No, we haven't. This is really exciting. So this is a bit of a wedding with a twist, to be honest with you. They're actually not getting married until Friday, but it was the hen do last night. So apparently, although we're going to speak to the groom first, the hen is currently dying with a hangover. So the groom is Jim, and the... We won't say who the bride is just yet, just in case somebody's listening. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Chelsea.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
So it wasn't your stag do then last night, but it was the bride's hen.
That's right, yeah.
Have you had yours?
No, not yet. No, I'm having it after the wedding, actually. So.
I've never heard of that before, Jim.
No, what's the reason?
It's been a bit of a sort of, you know, rush putting it together and, other commitments sort of ran out of time, but... Not forced to have it afterwards.
Jimmy, if we can just go back a few steps, tell us about when you were meant to get engaged. Because weren't you meant to get engaged in Vegas?
Yeah, a bit of a story about that. We meant to be getting engaged in Vegas, and I did the typical male thing of leaving it last minute to find my passport, and I'd lost it the night before.
Oh, no.
And cut a long story short... Basically got a new passport next day, rearranged the flight for the day after that, so we thought I will still make the most of a few days in Vegas, and got to the airport and Catherine's passport wasn't actually valid.
Oh,
either. So yeah, again, long story short, but ended up in Tenerife, and main thing was she said yes.
Do you know, I've got this idea now that, you know, in Vegas you were going to have Elton John on his piano in the background, whereas in Tenerife you had the girl from Ipanema playing. But how did she take the news when you asked her?
Yeah, very well, yeah.
Have you been together a long time?
A couple of years,
How did you meet you two?
We actually met at a night at Band on the Wall in Manchester.
Okay.
Quite a few years in 2012. But, it was quite a while ago now.
I know she's a big Manchester United fan. Are you?
That's right. I'm not as massive a football fan as she is. She's a season ticket holder at United, so, yeah.
That's so funny because, you know, my partner Ben would love to be a season ticket holder, and I said to him, I'm really sorry, but you've got a child and I can't let you go every other weekend to go and do your lovely thing. So I sort of don't let him, and I love the fact that she is and you're not.
Good on her.
Yeah.
So
you're getting married on Friday. Nice. You're getting married at the St. John's Hotel. It's nice there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's very, very
it's
nice.
Be a good
place. Yeah. Feel quite lucky to have it there.
And just going back to the stag do, why are you doing it after the wedding? This intrigues me, because I've never heard of this before.
Oh, yeah, just I had some sort of medical complications at the minute, so can't drink, so don't really fancy a sober one. So.
No, I'd definitely postpone it then. Make the most of it afterwards.
That's right.
I'm sure you'd feel better, though, the next day, having, not drank.
Oh, yeah. Much better than I can imagine Catherine's feeling this morning.
But. So you're going to surprise Catherine now. Where is she at the moment, obviously having had a hen do last night?
She's in a hotel in Manchester. I think it's a Holiday Inn. So.
Have you spoke to her this morning?
No.
Okay. Well, should we give her a call and see what reaction we get? Here we go.
She'll have a pounding headache.
Hello?
Hi, is that Catherine?
It is.
Hello, Catherine. It's Chelsea Norris here and Phil Trow. You are live on BBC Radio Manchester. Please do not swear.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Now, a little somebody told us that you're getting married this coming week, and it was your hen do last night.
Yeah, I'm sat in a hotel with a full dish in front of me. The wedding diet's not going well.
No, but you need it out of the day after a drink, don't you?
It's going to soak up all the Prosecco.
And so what did you get up to? Was there any shenanigans? I always think, you know, when there's like a hen do, there's always the one that went home early, the one that cried, the one that copped off and went home with somebody that you shouldn't have done.
But nobody
copped off.
Down for breakfast, apart from my sister. She's missing in action at the minute.
Right, okay.
Oh, if anybody's seen Catherine's sister, let us know. I've got a picture of you here, actually, Catherine, looking rather glamorous with a little bride-to-be tiara on.
Oh, yes, that's very nice. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, I don't look like that right now.
We'll forgive you. We'll forgive you. Now, so you're marrying Jim. Tell us a bit about how you met, how long you've been together, and what he's like.
So we met about...
Oh, your signal's going a bit. Can you go near a window?
Yeah, one sec.
I hate to take you away from your English, but...
Yeah. We met on a night out.
All right, and how long ago was that?
A few years ago. And, we met through our love of a DJ called Greg Wilson.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what's Jim like?
What is Jim like? He's absolutely adorable. He's my best mate.
Oh, that's nice.
Tall, dark and handsome.
Oh.
Well, gangly.
In brackets.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear your wedding vows. And he lets you go to the football, even better.
Lets me go to the behave. Lets me go. He doesn't even like football, whereas I am a Manchester United season ticket holder. Yeah.
So
yeah.
There was no conflict of interest there then, Catherine?
Not at all. He loves cars and I love football. So,
so you both have a thing each?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell
absolutely.
Us a bit about the wedding. When is it? Where is it?
So next Friday.
Lovely.
Great John Street Hotel.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Nice. And I just can't wait to see all my friends and family in one place. That's going to be amazing.
And 6 days to sober up.
Don't be daft. She'll have a bottle of Prosecco every day in the run-up to it just to prepare her.
I say, the wedding day is going well with a full England, isn't it? Dress a better fit.
So we've got somebody on the other line at the moment who nominated you for this. Any ideas
okay.
who it would be?
Possibly. Possibly. Maybe my friend Sarah.
Oh, it's a good guess, but it's not the right guess.
Oh,
would you like to say hello to your husband-to-be?
Oh, I would love to.
Go on, then.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello.
How are you feeling?
Rough.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't mind. I just thought I'd, just wanted to say you're the most amazing person I've ever met. And I love you very much. And I can't wait to marry you next Friday.
Oh, Jim.
It's life, Jim, but as Catherine knows it.
We want you to cry, Catherine, if you could.
Oh, my body, I'd cry.
Jim, how do you feel about being described as gangly?
I know, yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
I've got this image of you now, Jim, where you've got this like lovely dark hair, you're dead tall, but then you've got dead long legs dangling off a wall.
Yeah, I'm absolutely a little bit lanky, but...
Well, listen, we've actually got another little surprise for you both, which Jim doesn't know about and Catherine doesn't know about. Catherine, right. Would you like to say good morning to Dion Dublin?
Oh, I'd love to!
Go on, Catherine. Say good morning to Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Catherine Bailey, how are you? Congratulations, young lady. AKA Lady Bailey. What am I hearing? Lady Bailey.
Lady B, that's me.
how was your hen do last night, by the way? Two things to say. Dancing and laughing. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
I've heard about your laugh. What's going on?
Both of those things happened last night. There was a lot of laughter.
Yeah, a lot of laughter. I've had a couple of videos sent through to me on your dancing as well. I think you need a few tips on your dancing, Catherine.
Amazing. I'm talking to Dion Dublin. This is hilarious.
Now, listen, I just wanted to... had a chat with your pal, of course. I just wanted to say, glad it went well last night. I hope you and Jim are incredibly happy. Have a great day, or should I say, a great week leading up to your wedding next Friday. Enjoy yourself. Look after Jim. He's a good one, even though he doesn't like
Dion, thank you so much for doing that for us. That's brilliant. And Catherine and Jim, all the very best for Friday.
Thank you so much.
We'll be thinking of you. Don't forget to send a picture through.
Oh, we will.
All right.
Brilliant.
Get back to your full English. Take care now.
Thank you. BBC Radio Manchester. Travel up.